It is a special day for pharmaceutical experts in Iran. August 27 marks the birthday of a man whose discoveries such as alcohol and sulfuric acid revolutionized modern pharmacology. 11 centuries after his death, Mohammad Zakaria Razi, also known in the West as Razes, is still an iconic figure in the world of chemistry. The event is a good excuse for pharmacists from all across the country to hold a three-day gathering and celebrate the National Pharmacist Day once a year. Years of unilateral U.S. and EU sanctions on Iran's banking sector created a lot of difficulties for the import of medicine to the country. But as time passed, the sanctions appeared to have the opposite effect on Iran's pharmaceutical industry. Today, the Islamic Republic not only produces more than 90% of its required medicine at home, but also exports a part of those products to neighboring countries. Pharmaceutical exhibitions like this that showcase local medical products are common across Iran. During the past decade, Iran has been able to advance its capabilities in the sector by producing some of the world's most sophisticated drugs for the treatment of cancer, infertility, and multiple sclerosis.
We have managed to make the similar form of the drug Plavix, known as Acivix, which is a big success. Despite all difficulties of sanctions, today Iranian medicines play an effective role in treating patients in many of the countries in the region.
International figures show that Iran's pharmaceutical market is currently worth $4 billion and is still growing.
We still have a long way ahead, but today we make a considerable number of biopharmaceuticals in Iran. 30 years ago we had less than 10 registered herbal drugs, but today we have more than 800. We even produce many of the required raw materials at home.
According to Frost and Sullivan, expenditure on pharmaceuticals in Iran is expected to reach $4.14 billion by 2019. Among pharmaceutical giants, U.S. companies like Merck Sharp & Dohme, or MSD, and Pfizer, followed by the Germans and the Japanese, are believed to be in the lead among those seeking Iran's growing market. Experts forecast a lucrative market for both domestic and foreign pharmaceutical products in Iran. For these Iranian pharmacists, Razi's birthday comes with the promise of better days ahead. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.